There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program featuring the talents of Jennifer Horn, and they are substantial, if you know what I mean.
Well, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. And then there's Rich McFadden, who has talent on a good day. And then there's Kenny Kessler.
I'm going to have one of those tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah.
Got it down. Write that down. All right, so there has been a discussion about movies and all of these superhero movies and who the stars are and what the names of the characters are. I just came up with Catman, and I don't know why I thought that, but
Catman. Oh, meow.
It's very interesting how people's passions about animals, as you know.
Yeah, like you and cats. You're a big fan.
Well, I am. Here's the thing, and this is what I had told you earlier, I think on the air, that on the farm, I'm saving and changing the focus of my farm somewhat because I can't do any more dairy. It just doesn't work. I can raise cows, and I'm going to do that. But we're going to start a bovine equine canine center for
feline.
That's it. We didn't do felines. We're going to have a sanctuary for cats.
Races.
I'm sorry, for dogs and cows and horses, because we don't know. I know cows. She knows horses, and we both love dogs. We don't know anything really about cats.
Here's the thing: put out a litter box and feed them.
I'm getting stuck on the superhero of a man,
Catman.
To the litter box.
And then you can say, what do the Catman do? Then it would be perfect.
Catman! So I'm looking at some of the posts online for discussions about cats. Just any kind. I put in cats to see what would come up, just for the heck of it. And here's a couple of examples of what is posted.
This is the quality of programming we bring to you every day, ladies and gentlemen.
Calm down, Richie, will you please?
Right, a lot of people have cats.
We've been researching all night long about cats to bring you this.
Cats, the best species on the planet. Cats rule, says somebody named Andy. Benny says, cats may look cute, but they can't be trusted. Last time I trusted a cat with my tax return, he filed the wrong return, missed a bunch of deductions. All he can explain was, meow, meow, meow. And then Art says, that's because you forgot to put him down as a dependent. And the conversation goes on, the silliest conversations about cats. Here's a lady who identifies herself as mom. Cats are wonderful. Tracy says, if a man could be crossed with a cat, it would improve man but deteriorate the cat. Apparently Mark Twain said that. Here's somebody who said, cats rule, and the coolest thing about this is they know it. Nobody will ever convince me that cats don't feel emotion. Let's see here. Somebody else writing, I guess the real question is, can the same cat display more than one emotion? We all know some animals just look a certain way. But if the same cat can be happy, sad, and excited, then I'll be impressed. These are all different cats. I don't know that cats do express emotion. I can see it with dogs.
Oh, sure, they do.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm. Especially when they look like they've tasted something funny or they're sick. Yeah, there's definitely. I mean, it's not as pronounced as with dogs, but I have my cat makes expressions at me. At least I think she does. Mm. We also talk sometimes at night.
Doug, really, you have to admit, when you go onto YouTube and you get caught in that train of cat videos, that you
forget
have
the
to
train
watch
of cat videos. You know what happened the other day? And I can't remember where this is, in St. Louis? Somewhere in the Midwest, there was a big gathering in a football stadium. 12,000 or 15,000 people showed up to watch cat videos. It was like the Cat Bowl. Seriously.
They paid for it?
Good news. Yeah.
There's David who writes, why are people obsessed with anthropomorphizing? It's a cat. No emotions, just a cat, because people are writing about emotions, and that's the question we have right now. What emotions does a cat express? Anyway, it's silly stuff, but it's a valuable conversation because a lot of people have cats. What do we do with the cats? Is it as important as the EPA withholding information from Congress about the mine spill? I guess it depends on your point of view. Some people could care less. Other people say, oh, this is another example of government agencies having too much power. So, with the Congressional Committee blasting the heck out of the EPA for blocking release of documents related to that gold mine disaster out there, pouring deadly chemicals into the Colorado River, which is the largest drinking source in the West. I don't get this. I thought that the Congress was supposed to be the boss. The House Science Committee chairman says it's disappointing but not surprising. His name is Lamar Smith. He's from Texas. These documents are essential to the committee's ongoing investigation and our upcoming hearing next week. But more importantly, this information matters to many Americans directly affected in the West. So here is the EPA that got its... I mean, all of these agencies have to have congressional approval to exist, right? They can't exist. Their budgets can't exist without approval. So the director of the EPA...
Their funding.
Yeah.
Their lifeblood.
The lady's name is Gina McCarthy. She's been asked to appear and answer questions about this river disaster, which started earlier in August. And so basically she said nothing. She apologized to the people who were affected by it, never took responsibility, really. The congressman says the EPA has been unresponsive, secretive, and unsympathetic toward the people who live in these states. I don't know, maybe that's a little harsh. But the EPA, like the USDA, like the CIA, like the FDA, and all these other alphabet organizations that are supposedly part of the government, are so damned arrogant, they're so full of themselves, they're so entitled under the circumstance, that they think they can do anything, and it looks like they can. Look at all the farmers that have been put out of business by the USDA and their doctrinaire approach to problems on the farm instead of what the government is supposed to do, and that's help you fix your problem. Nope, you're closed down. What kind of government does that? Unless there's something else going on. Either they don't care, they don't know, or there's something deeper going on, other skullduggery going on. Whatever it is, it's not acceptable. Is it? Do you find this acceptable, Jennifer?
I don't, no. Sorry, I was coughing. So upset you had me choking.
Richie, you find this acceptable?
Yeah,
I know.
Sure.
Why
you
not?
Do?
Really?
No.
Kenny?
No, I don't find it acceptable, but I'm pretty sure this is more to incompetence than them hiding information.
But I see, that's the whole thing.
Why should you put up
with
that?
I'm not saying that. No, and I'm not saying that as a defense of the EPA.
Right.
But I, judging from how this accident seemed to happen in the first place.
Yeah, they're dope.
Right.
Richie,
yeah.
If you ran your business like this, if I ran my business, Jennifer, you ran your family business,
you'd be out of business. The single would be outside, says out of business, gone fishing,
the government doesn't do anything like any business.
But why? But why?
Because they have a never-ending trough of money that they can dip into.
Thanks to you and me.
Right. And Kenny brings up a great point, though.
Yeah.
He's incompetent, and he's right. I mean, aren't we sick of it? Isn't everybody tired?
That's Donald Trump is getting so much traction, because of exactly this kind of stuff. That's it. This stuff is why he has traction. And or Carly Fiorina has traction, because this stuff, which these other boobs have played into and allowed, enabled, because of their actions, all these other people say, well, Trump's not a politician. Exactly. Because the politicians are responsible for the EPA doing what it does and gets away with, and OSHA and the USDA and the FDA and every other one of these groups of boobs. They're responsible for that. That's why these other people are getting traction, because folks are finally sick of the rush hour traffic in Washington, Los Angeles, New York, San Francisco. Why can't you plan better? Why can't the roads be better? Why is it, I mean, whether there's
something
you can do or
instead
not.
Instead of penalizing businesses all the time and taxing the heck out of small businesses, offer them incentives for staggering work.
Yeah. Exactly. You got a tax credit.
Yeah,
if you have people that started 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever it is. You don't have to be there. Yes, Reggie.
Don't insult Jennifer's boobs by calling politicians boobs.
Excuse me.
That's an insult.
All right. So a politician.
Don't worry. I didn't even notice.
It is an insult, though.
16 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Do we need more on the rush hours. I mean, everybody knows where the traffic's bad. Why do we have to underscore that? I kind of want to know what happened. The end result of figuring out how dangerous the IndyCar race schedule is and what happens on those tracks. Is this back to the period of the time when the Christians were thrown to the lions? People want to see people get eaten up by a bunch of lions. Is that basically what
part of racing is watching the danger?
Yeah,
watching the wrecks.
All right, we'll talk about it in a minute here on Good Day.
I'd say 10, 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
That's crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
He's go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Man. Take responsibly.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV so you can get the s'more making, poison ivy dodging, same song singing, ghost storytelling, campfire building, best time you ever had with your family show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
All right, 19 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Did you know that today was National Dog Day? The domain...
I did, of course you did.
Dog.
Everybody but you knows it because we're all on Facebook today. I've seen 37 posts about it. Where have you been?
He sounds so mean, doesn't he, Dougie?
Well, why do I put up with this?
I don't
understand why I put up with this.
Because Rich is fun.
For 5 hours, we've been sitting here, and I've been on Facebook, and I've seen 100 people go,
okay.
Oh,
and when is the last time you said something to me about it?
Did you care?
I don't care about dogs.
No, you don't.
Under what rock have you been living since you started working with me 19 years ago?
You want to know what's funny? I actually thought it was hot dog day for like almost 2 hours, and I'm like, a hot dog sounds good. And then I was like, oh, it doesn't say hot. My mind just put that in there.
All right. Anyway, the IndyCar season finales this weekend. A lot of people thinking about Justin Wilson and the perils of car racing. Why do you like NASCAR? Why do you like going to this? Is Richie right? Because of the mayhem, the disasters on the track, the danger. Is that what it's all about? 21 after. Good rhetorical question on a good day.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The super brain of Huey Lewis. Number one song during this week in 1985 was The Power of Love. We'll go through a number of number one tunes for you here as we go back over the last 25 years or so. That's The Power of Love. Right. Good song. Good pop song. Even singing all these. Don't you think it was... I think about this when I think about the Boss or some of these other people like John Cougar. I don't think Huey Lewis was a smoker. I don't think Springsteen was, but Mellencamp certainly was.
And you can tell.
Oh, yeah, right. Listening to some of this stuff. How they keep up singing to the extent that they have. I don't think that Huey Lewis, who can still get at it, could have done it. Anyway, it'd be nice to... I have not ever seen him in concert. I'd like to see him perform his hits.
Back in the 80s. He was really good.
A lot of energy.
Yeah.
Power of Love. Okay, so we got that. Huey Lewis, number one this week, 1985, Power of Love. Los Lobos next. La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la- Sing this every night as you and your wife drift out to...
Absolutely, yeah.
My darling La Bamba. Jennifer, how are you, La Bamba? Is it okay?
They are hanging just perfectly.
Perfect. La Bamba, okay. Do we spoil this with the George Michael number one this week?
Spoil it? George Michael was awesome.
Yeah, but this song was so great, was it? You all like this song?
The Monkey? Or
the Monkey? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's called Monkey. Yeah. Couldn't do anything to me. Number one, 1989, Richard Marx.
That's out of the frying pan into the fire.
Yeah.
Talk about boiling.
Yeah.
Richard Marx right here waiting for you. See, I don't mind this kind of song. I don't love it. Nice sentiment in the song.
Best friend with one of my friends, Robert
Marx's. Really?
Wait a minute. Richard Marx and Robert Conrad are best friends?
Buddies. Well, yeah, buddies.
That is unlikely.
That's interesting, yeah, right.
He helped Richard Marx get started. Richard Marx produced his daughter's album.
Nice. Next up on the list this week, 1991, number one song going to Bryan Adams from some movie.
Kevin Costner. Best part of this song is that big fat dress that he plays. Yeah. Big body guitar.
All right, Boyz II Men up next on the list, number one during this week in 1994. I do like this song.
Yeah. This was my graduation song from high school.
Yeah.
In 95. Yeah, we're a little.
Did your whole class slow dance to it?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, let's move into 1995, number one song during this week in 95 from Seal.
Oh, wait a minute.
What do we think of this song?
This was from what movie?
One of the Batman movies.
That's
yeah,
right.
You're right.
Really? Which one?
What year was it?
1995.
I'm going to say George Clooney's Batman, but I don't know.
Let's see.
All right, let's keep moving, Richie. Puff Daddy and St. Evans.
Now we're
talking. Number one, 1997. Number one during this week in 97.
This is when he sampled the Police.
Yeah, this is actually, for this genre, this is a pretty good version of this song, I think.
It's a great.
I'll be missing you, Faith yeah. Evans and Puff Daddy.
And you know who they wrote it for?
Who?
Biggie Smalls.
They didn't write it. This song was around.
No, but they made this song for Biggie
Smalls.
Yeah.
So that was Biggie Smalls get killed?
That's right.
I'm impressed that I knew that, Jimmy.
I am.
All right, let's share Brandy and Monica. Number one, sweet 1998. All right, we're going to try to squeeze one more in, Richie.
Yeah, Janet Jackson. And Jennifer.
Christina Aguilera. All right. Musical retrospectives, if you will, for your listening and dancing pleasure. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Want an exciting future that blends technology, creativity, and healthcare where you'll help people every day? Orthotics and Prosthetics, O&P, is the evaluation, fabrication, and custom fitting of artificial limbs and orthopedic braces. O&P professionals bring quality of life to those with disabling conditions of the limbs or spine or limb loss. And jobs in O&P are available as soon as you complete your training. Dale Peterson, Technician Program Laboratory Manager.
The folks that graduate from our technician program are going to be fully qualified for a career in orthotics and prosthetics technical work.
O&P is the perfect career for veterans under the GI Bill and anyone looking for an exciting career that changes people's lives.
I'm Michelle Hall, and I'm a certified prosthetist orthotist. On a daily basis, I make a difference in people's lives, and you can too.
Check out opcareers.org to learn more. It's your future, your way. That's opcareers.org for more information. 100% funded by a grant from the U.S. Department of Labor's Employment and Training Administration. For more information, visit opcareers.org.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GC.
For 3.5 years, people have been telling us that One World Whey tastes amazing and they actually feel better from consuming it. People have told us time and again that no other whey protein has ever produced the improvements in health that they are now experiencing on One World Whey. One World Whey is the only energetically encoded whey protein food formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user. Real happy.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Wood, we got another good half hour of conversation going here on the
Dark better Stephanie or you're fired.
Good day program. Yeah, how do I fire myself?
I don't know. It'd be tough, but you
take
can
a vote of the if you and Jennifer, if Jennifer and Richie and Kenny voted me off the island. I guess that'd be the end of it, right?
Huh. We would be too lonely without you.
Lonely without me. 33 after exactly. The hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Yeah. Always the killjoy. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. Senator Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. Interesting contrast here. I can't see anything. I just
are you doing a category on Jeopardy called Crazy Uncles?
Well, no, what I'm doing is trying to see what the heck I'm talking about.
I remember Joe and Bernie.
I did, yes, but I just opened the dishwasher and the dishes hadn't finished.
And they were in there.
So, yeah, they were in there, but also it was a lot of steam. Ta-da. So my glasses are covered with steam. And so now, whew, clean it up. Thank you. So let's look at money for a minute here and how this all affects you and how you decide who to support if you're going to give money. How many people here give money? Actually, ever gave money to a political campaign? Jennifer, you ever give money? Richie has?
Mm-hmm. I have, yeah. Right, I think okay. So.
Kenny?
No.
Okay. All right. So here's Bernie Sanders.
And it didn't do me any good, by the way.
No, it doesn't usually. I've given to, I don't give to national. I do have given to regional, help local politicians here and there. Bernie Sanders drawing more support from small donors than even Barack Obama did in 2008. The average contribution so far to Bernie Sanders is $31. $31.
I'm telling you, in my own, because, you know, I run my own institute. You know, there's Quinnipiac, or however you say it, and Rasmussen, and, you know, all the
horn
other polling.
Pole.
I have the horn pole, which I dance on and take scientific surveys on, you know, depending on the time of day.
Uh-huh.
And in my studies, Dougie, you know, people are passionate about Bernie Sanders. And I use my mom here as kind of my, my
bellwether.
Yes. Yeah, my test group.
Guide, yeah.
she should be liking Hillary Clinton. She's not. She's liking Bernie. And all of her friends are liking Bernie. And, you know, I think
Hillary's
there's
got
that.
Problems.
She's got problems. And wow. As much as she was kind of the one that was supposed to get it, it seems that Bernie's really catching traction.
But
I don't know if Biden can catch up with that.
Well, that's the third piece of this. There's a new poll out today shows Mrs. Clinton with a strong lead over Sanders in Iowa. However, if you look at New Hampshire, it's exactly the opposite. Is that just regional?
Right.
Is that what that's about?
Vermont. So.
Yeah. I mean, Martin O'Malley, why would he's in the Iowa straw poll, but who's going to vote for him?
What a waste of time.
Yeah, absolute waste of time. So, but Joe Biden here, getting the green light from President Obama before he went out on his own. So understand the ramifications of that. Obama encourages Biden to run. This is story in the Washington Post.
And then 5 minutes later calls the FBI and says, yeah, go ahead and open up that investigation.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
No problem.
So now there's a meeting between Biden and the people who in the second round of the Obama presidency, not the first time, but again, back to the small donors, we're appealing to the base, everybody loves you, please vote for me because I'm a man of the people. Well, that went up in smoke, as usual with these guys. So now, in 2012, he ran again, yep. Okay, 2012, there are people who are bundling. After that Supreme Court ruling, which allowed a picnic field day, whatever you want to call it, open season, everybody can give money. There are people who are actually going out. They have businesses. Karl Rove was the first one to start a business like this, where he raises money for candidates and he takes a piece of the action for himself. So every $100 that he raises, he keeps 10 for himself. Pretty good business, huh?
Bad deal.
They are called bundlers, and they raise large sums of money for Mrs. Clinton, for maybe Joe Biden, who's trying to figure out who these people are, and he wants to have an event. With a sort of conversation, if you will. Certainly on the Republican side, a lot of this money is going to Jeb Bush because he's the safe candidate. Not much of it going to any of the other candidates, and Trump doesn't want it. So
this just goes to show you how predetermined politics are.
Corrupt.
And how predetermined. I mean, think about it this way. Joe Biden should not be having to go through this right now. Why wouldn't he be a candidate for the presidency? I mean, it seems like he should have already been thinking and planning and going through a run, but it was so predetermined that Hillary Clinton was going to be the candidate.
Because the Clinton machine said, don't you
dare.
There
was no other option.
Anybody dare.
So how does this play out, though? Think about it this way for a moment. If remember how animosity prevailed with Clinton and Obama in 2008. So, and they were never friends, never, and they aren't to this day. Meanwhile, Joe Biden, who is a friend, how does he get any traction unless he goes after her trust and integrity as a central part of his message?
Well,
how do you say your friend is not to be trusted, is not to be believed? How do you do that?
I don't think he directly attacks her, actually. If you've noticed, the Democrats aren't having any debates like the Republicans are.
Yeah.
And so you notice that no one's really, even Bernie Sanders isn't really going after Hillary, even though he absolutely should be, because she, I mean, when your opponent has a hole blown through her, I mean, come on, you take your finger and you push her over, but he's not doing that. What I think you'll see, though, Joe Biden's going to have Elizabeth Warren as a running mate. He's going to come out and he's going to say he's going to run for 4 years because his age will be an issue. He can be 80 years old. So he'll come out and say, I'm going to run for 4 years. Elizabeth Warren will be my VP. And I guarantee you he's a bigger threat than the Republicans are letting him on to be because once you have Elizabeth
she's
Warren
a horror
in the
show.
Mix,
I'll tell you something.
She might be a horror show, but she has fans.
I know she does. Yep.
She gets people passionate.
The lefties think she is marvelous. My daughter and I have this conversation frequently. She said, Dad, if you look at how she is on some of the social issues, you'll agree with her. I do. But I have no use for her fiscal policies. None. Zero. Nada. She is a spendthrift to the nth degree. Anyway, that's not where we are today. But it's very interesting to look at the money. Anyway, so let's go to the Middle East for a moment. The analysis.
I'm going to stay here.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, ISIS is always the topic of conversation because they're the perceived bad guys. Meanwhile, the Saudis, who are our pals, supposedly, responsible for more of the mishaps of September 11th than any other country, as far as I'm concerned, nobody knows that the Saudis execute somebody pretty much every day. Did you know that? first half of this year.
It wouldn't surprise me.
A couple of hundred people have been killed. About 100 and somewhere between 175 and 215 is the execution rate. So they topped their own record set in 1995 of how many people they put to death. And they executed this year somebody under 18, people who had mental disabilities, most of the executions are carried out by beheading, and most of them have to do with drug crimes. So, I just like to put this stuff into perspective, because we have this silly feeling that the Saudis are our friend, and they aren't. They're not the friend of anybody. They're the friends of themselves, and mostly the ruling elite of the country. They're friends. I mean, they're, 40% unemployment there? How do you have 40% unemployment in a country that's so rich? Guy spends $300 million a year on himself.
You ready for a list of 16 things that can get you executed in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, Richie, go ahead.
And the penalties for the same crimes in the U.S. Aggravated murder. You could get the death penalty in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Murders that are not premeditated. Non-fatal terrorism events.
Mm-hmm.
Sexual assault, rape, adultery, treason, consensual gay sex with an adult, arson, robbery, burglary, drug distribution, drug possession, apostasy.
What's that?
I don't know. Espionage.
Not
consumption
using
of
apostrophe in the sense.
Consumption of intoxicants can get you the death penalty.
Yeah.
And ready for the last one, number 16?
Right.
Sorcery and witchcraft.
There you go. Hurry, Geller.
Elizabeth Warren.
Put to death. Right. All right. So pretty good food for thought there. The Good Day time is 42 minutes after the hour. In a moment, we're going to focus on the wildfires with a journalist who's been working in this area. The Northwest wildfires are important news, and the ramifications of these wildfires have implication for all of us in this country. Stand by for that in a moment here on Good Day.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The focus on the West and the wildfires, especially the Northwest, been something we've talked a lot about here on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Kenny Kessler, bringing in Sabrina Register, who is a veteran journalist working in front of the camera as a news anchor and off camera as a producer. She knows her way around a newsroom, has been covering the Northwest wildfires for Al Jazeera. Sabrina, welcome to Good Day. Where are we today at this moment with these dangerous wildfires?
Well, you know, you talk to people here in north central Washington, and they've been through wildfires before. Last season was a particularly bad one. But they will tell you that this is by far the worst that they've ever gone through. It's still a level 5 in terms of preparation. That's the highest level. 403 square miles in the state's largest wildfire on record, and that's the area where we're in. It's called the Okanagan Complex Fire, and it's been devastating. Thousands of people are still evacuated. You know, we were talking to a family in the small town of Brewster. They've been camping out for over a week, and they've been moving from one spot to another. Mm-hmm. They would go to an evacuation center near a tiny town called Tenasket, only to be evacuated from that area because all of a sudden that area is in a level 3 evacuation. So they've been moving from place to place.
It's almost like being an illegal immigrant.
Yeah, it's been so tough. We actually talked to them. We stopped by last night and talked to them and said, hey, you're still out of your home, because we hadn't seen them for a couple of days. And they said, yes, we still have no word on our home. You know, some of their friends stay behind, even if it's a level 3 evacuation area. But you are allowed to do that in Washington State. It's not illegal. You're allowed to stay behind and protect your property. But it's very, very risky. And the head of the family, this fellow named Jesse Ray Parker, refused to stay behind. He said it's just too dangerous. But he had been able to get a hold of a couple people, neighbors close by, who said that there was basically fire surrounding his home. So had he stayed, he said he would not have been able to get out.
So how many homes, Sabrina, how many homes have actually been lost? Do you know?
You know, the number's still a little fluid, but we can tell you that at last count, at least for this area, 5,000 homes were still threatened. The last count I got just for this particular fire, and again, there's 12 major blazes right now in Washington, but over 50 had been lost in this area. That's not only homes, but it's also structures and outbuildings.
Yeah.
50 right in this area, but in the Chelan Complex fire, there's about 50 more. So safe to say, you know, at least over 100.
Right, okay. So, but when you consider the number, I'm not trying to diminish this somewhat, but I want to put it in perspective, because we've had sort of a running conversation about this the last week or 10 days on Good Day with some of the folks that are commenting on Facebook and Twitter about our attitude toward this. I have said on the air, if there are no homes around, listen carefully to what I'm saying, folks, no homes around, the fires ought to be let to burn out or burn on their own, because it's better for the environment in the long run, better for the tree life, the green life, better for the photosynthetic process, to get rid of all of the old rubble and stuff that's there and to have new growth. That's just the way that it is. And if we were around 100, 200, 300 years ago, they wouldn't be able to fight these fires anyway. We do have the ability to fight them, but it seems to me we ought to be focusing on the places where there are homes and not every place else, because you're not going to stop these fires.
Well, I'm no, you know, expert in that area, but I will tell you that when an area is devastated by a fire, and this has happened in Washington's history, when an area is really scorched, from a fire. We have a lot of rain, as you know, here in the Northwest, and it can cause huge flooding problems because there's not much for, you know, for the ground as far as any kind of support when that water comes down. So we've had bad flooding problems, too, in areas that have been really devastated by fire.
All right. Thank you for the report, Sabrina Register with Al Jazeera, talking about what's happening in the Northwest, the wildfires on Good Day.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
How do you do? All of our people and our friends listening in Montana, good morning to you and yours. People in Minnesota and Arkansas and Wyoming and Kentucky and Kansas, Wilmington, North Carolina. How do you do? It's Doug's Good Day. Tech Talk time now with Kim Gerritsen. Kim provided us with great fodder and information yesterday regarding the use of something that most of us had never heard about before, unrollme.me. We'll talk about the ramifications of that and how it helped a lot of people, plus some other interesting things to realize about technology up next here on Good Day.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV so you can get the s'more-making, poison ivy dodging, same song singing, ghost storytelling, campfire building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
I'd say 10.
4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale?
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Lots of beer from Boston Lager responsibly.
All right, so I think I used one too many me's. me. Unroll.me is what we talked about yesterday with Kim Gerritsen, who directs Realizing Innovation, which is part of the Donald Reynolds Journalism Institute at the Missouri School of Journalism. He has been very successful in working the technology side. I just wanted to acknowledge and thank you, Kim, because yesterday was the first time you were on the program and you hit a home run with all the information about Unroll.me that we all did. I was still doing it last night before I went to bed.
Perfect.
I managed to eliminate
400. I wasn't here. What was it?
Oh, you weren't here yesterday?
Oh, I wasn't here.
Unroll me. All right, let me just explain this a little bit because it's so great for anybody who wasn't here yesterday. That's a good point, Richie. Thank you. This is a way for you to get rid of all of the things that you have in your computer or actually on your email account, things that you're getting that you don't want, that you may or may not have signed up for. You subscribe, you try to unsubscribe, doesn't work. Kim, do you want to give it a little more of a spin, or is that about it,
sure.
Story-wise?
You just go to unroll.me. Put in your email address and click, 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 click. It shows you all the stuff that's coming into your inbox that you may or may not want. Check, 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 check. Gone.
Yeah.
So the immediate question from the skeptic here, Kim, would be unroll.me doesn't then use your email address to sign you up for more of their friends. You've vetted this. I have.
Okay, good.
And they don't.
So how do they make money? How does how does something like this exist? Because I've seen advertising in any of the exchanges that I went to, and it costs nothing to do it.
So this is, I call this marketing as a service. So this company is a technology company, mm-hmm. and to kind of show their wares, show their stuff, they created this. So they use this as a marketing tool to go out and do custom software projects.
Okay. All right. So let's go one step further. We want to unsubscribe from things that are a pain. We're getting these emails all the time. My girlfriend is always delete, 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 spends hours doing that. And I sent this to her yesterday, and I imagine it's a bonanza for her. So the next thing is blocking ads that
yes.
are obnoxious, but yet that's the way these places survive. Well, for that matter, that's how we survive on the radio. There's an ad. Ad blocking, is there something like unroll.me for blocking ads?
There are about six ad blockers. A couple are called, one is called ad blocker, one is called do not track me, one is called ghostery, like Casper the Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And what these do is they block ads that fill your page as you're going to websites. And some people say, I don't mind the ads. But if you look at pages when you go to the internet, they take a long time to load. Mm-hmm. And that's because the ads are all coming from third parties. And, some take half a second, some take...
Yes.
And so to speed up your internet experience, you can use an ad blocker.
All right, so this is what we'll do today, folks. Yesterday was unroll.me. Today, it's adblocking.com or something?
Yeah, or do not track me, those three, or ad block.
Adblocker.com, is that it? Adblocker.com.
Adblock.com.
Her, him, Richie. Hi, Kim Garrison, thank you again for the good service on Good Day 59 After.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.